Well, my concern is that I've been contacted by a number of people from Donegal, Sligo, Leeds from North Roscommon, people who have been in their late 50s, early 60s, forced onto this job path system. And quite honestly, like, them people, all those people are working on community employment schemes, local employment schemes, and they're doing good work. And they're taken off that thing and forced into this, I think, is totally wrong. And I see there's 150 million spent. 150 million has been spent on this job path system over the last number of years. And we read the minister's figures last night then that there's just over 8,000 people employed over 52 weeks. I'd love to know how many people is employed on the 53rd week, because I'd say it's very, very little. And it's bad return for the money and the investment that's made there. And I also said that there should be more emphasis on training for young people. Young people that leave in school, get them into trades, because we're crying out for carpenters, block clears, plumbers, people like that. And in my own time, I remember, those people went in and trained with ANCO that time, but they got a good training in trades. And not only did they create jobs for themselves, but many of them went on and created hundreds of jobs for many other people. And that's where the emphasis should be, not forcing people like these elderly people who are not able and really and truly to partake in this job path process, and forcing them into this system where they should be left on the community employment schemes, where they value the work they do and the people they're working for value them, and that's been lost.
What's the problem with job path? Is it just the extent of pressure that's put on them to seek employment? Or
there's pressure being put on these people. And some of them elderly enough, quite honestly. Look, I know, and the minister, I said it to her last night, you know as well, that many of those people will not go into employment, because at their ages, number one, they won't get employment. So why not leave them the good work that they're doing, which is very much valued in the local communities? That was my point. And the rest, and the other, dealing with the younger people that's going into job paths, put them into training, into trades. That's the way forward, I think, and give them an opportunity to make a living for themselves.